What is trade without understanding the preference of economic actors? You might be wondering, who are these economic actors? Well, economic actors are such as the government, firms, organizations, and even you. And so your preferences, the government preferences, organizations' preferences, will then explain how markets perform and the parts of national and international economies. This is the basis of our conversation today, because one such preference is the e-commerce and the digitization sector. This is probably why the AFTA protocol on e-commerce is important. Conversations around e-commerce and digitization are very critical because technology is in literally every aspect of life. A recent article written by Professor Bitang Ndemo explains that the success of AFTA depends on how much we embrace the concept of digitization on everything we do. My name is Grace Waswa, and I'm so delighted to continue this conversation on AFTA, understanding the AFTA and sustainable trade in Africa. In today's conversation, we will be talking about opportunities of the e-commerce space under the AFTA. And I will be having this conversation with a very amazing Jacob Morrison, all the way from South Africa. He is the founder of Global Entrepreneurs Hub, and he's also a specialist in trade and emerging markets. Without further ado, let's dive into the discussion. Karibu, Jacob.
Wow. Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak to your listeners. Okay, as Grace said, my name is Jacob Morrison. I'm an entrepreneur and a founder of Global Entrepreneurs Hub, and also founder of African 63. So basically, I don't know where to start, but let me just take it from this way, okay?
Just a minute, Jacob. Yeah, just before we dive into the discussion, I'd like you to kind of, I know this is not in line with the topic, but just to mention about your organization, the Global Entrepreneurs Hub. I found it so interesting. Maybe tell us a bit of what you do and why it exists. And then we can dive into the discussion.
That is great. Okay. Also, Global Entrepreneurs Hub, it's a company formed by entrepreneurs, and also aim is to bring about the youth in Africa, basically. And the focus is on the fourth industrial revolution. Mm-hmm. I mean, looking at it, right from the onset, right from the 50s and the 60s in the western part of the world, I mean, they've had the opportunity to witness, mm-hmm. I mean, the inception of internet, right? And this side of Africa, we've not had the opportunity doing that. So Global Entrepreneurs Hub was formed in order to bring entrepreneurs. So the focus is on to drive the fourth industrial revolution across Africa. Yes. I mean, like, we started in Johannesburg, we've moved to Cape Town, and then, like, the thing is just to move from here to Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, of course, and Rwanda, just to pass across. So, like, we are working with corporate bodies and then government institutions as well. And also, there's another company that is born out of the Global Entrepreneurs Hub, which is Africa 63. Africa 63, mm-hmm. is the focus of the Agenda 2063. So mm-hmm. Africa 63 is going to serve as a catalyst, right? It's going to work in line with the AU, and then also the African Free Continental Trade Office, which is in Ghana, so that we'll be able to draw up entrepreneurs across. Also, the focus is also going to be on IT, right? Because when you look at one of the flagship agendas of the Agenda 2063, they have entrepreneurship creating ICT as one of their own flagship. So when you look at it carefully, all their flagship programs, including the AFTA, the AFCTA, and also the community, like Africa having one passport and all those things. I mean, that cannot be achieved without being focusing on, like, ICT, that is technology.
Yes.
So that is the point. So our sole aim and focus is on ICT, and also trying to push the fourth industrial resolution across Africa. That is the sole aim of Global Entrepreneurs Hub and then Africa Sister Trade.
Wow, amazing. I think that's amazing work that you're doing. Having just mentioned at the beginning that we literally, internet, we are in the information and digital application have literally infiltrated every aspect of our lives, and having organizations that are coming up and popularizing this and, you know, even working towards pushing government organizations to work towards this, I think that's really great. And so we move on to the topic of today, which is opportunities that are present in the after the start of trade started 1st January 2021, and where African leaders, you know, they kind of released, you know, opened up the borders. And we were actually talking the other day with one guest that came to talk about the after and what exactly it is. We discussed on what it means to open up borders. But for the e-commerce space, this is my personal view, the borders were always open. The internet is always open. It has always been an open field for many. Even though the AFTA is opening up the physical borders for example, Kenya, Uganda, Kenya, South Africa, the e-commerce space has always been an open field. So I don't want to talk more about it. And I want you to just dive into the discussion on what are the opportunities that are present and what are the, even the challenges that are also present in the AFTA for African businesses.
Okay, now let me first start with the definition of e-commerce, right? I mean,
So
the definition of e-commerce by the World Trade Organization, they simply put it, right? I mean, that it is the sales and purchases of goods and services conducted over a computer network by method of specifically designed for the purpose of receiving and placing orders of goods. Or in other words, the production, distribution, marketing, sales, and deliveries of goods and services by electronic means, right? Okay. So we having to understand the definition of e-commerce, right? As you said, e-commerce, when it comes to the internet space, I mean, we don't need borders, right? But we need regulations, right? We need regulations and we need market access. And we need facilitation, and then we need enabling issues, right? So these are four main categories when it comes to dealing with e-commerce. So looking at the marketplace, a marketplace consists of the custom duties, the digital products, non-discriminatory for electronics, and the digital products. That's cross-border flow, right? So before e-commerce can be successfully implemented there has been a protocol, there has been a discussion on it by the AFTA already. And then they realized that, I mean, Africa already is already lacking. It's not all the countries that have the infrastructure. That is the enabling issues, right? Technological structure and related matters. That is the enabling issue, which form one of the main categories of e-commerce when it comes to are part of the world. So the AFTA realized that, I mean, not all the countries in Africa have got this infrastructure. So like what they are trying to do is they're trying to talk to the governing bodies, right? I mean, that is the state parties of the AFTA to be able to put in place. That is the only way e-commerce can successfully be run across board, and then it can successfully be implemented by the AFTA. So what they are trying to do is, so they're trying to talk to the state parties to put the basic structures of the internet in place. Looking at Africa per se, when we come to East Africa, we look like Rwanda, of course, Kenya. I mean, it's developing, and then like they've got a basic infrastructure, the technological infrastructure in place for able to drive the e-commerce across. South Africa is also the same. When they go to West Africa, Ghana, it's coming up, and Nigeria is also the same. So when you look at the four blocks of Africa, it's only some few countries which are trying to have been able to manage to put their infrastructure in place. So the question we ask ourselves is, what about the other countries? I mean, what about the other countries? What is the AFTA going to do? You see, fine, if the AFTA said they're going to leave these countries to work on their own. I mean, there's no way, the sole aim of accelerating growth and development in Africa, by the sole aim of that in 2063, it cannot be achieved. So they are looking at creating the market access, that is the custom duties, the digital products, the notification, and then also the rules and regulations, that is consumer protection, protection of personal information, electronic supply of information, and domestic electronic transaction framework. And then we have facilitation, that is obviously the paperless trade administration, cooperation, transparency, and also electronic authentication. Because dealing with this issue, I mean, a whole lot of things comes into place. Like when you take the European Union into consideration, they've already put in place the infrastructure system. So it makes things easy. The e-commerce business runs fully, and then entrepreneurs and startups are fully benefiting from it. When it comes to e-commerce space, right? An entrepreneur doesn't need much space. The only thing the person needs is a fully connected laptop.
And
a place where he's quiet. I mean, he becomes a portfolio manager. He picks his bag in his car, back of his boots, he can work. So the opportunities, for e-commerce under the Inter-African trade is very, very huge, but it cannot be realized until a protocol that has been designed. There's been a protocol that has been designed by the AFTA. Before those protocols has been put in place, there's no way, it's very unfortunate, but there's no way we'll be able to realize it. Maybe one or two countries or three countries, the developing countries in Africa, I mean, we always call them the Kenya, the Rwanda, the South Africa, the Ghana, and Nigeria, they will be able to achieve that, but the rest of Africa will be lagging behind. And that is not the one Africa we are all looking at, right?
Yes.
So when you look at it, e-commerce is one of the prominent in the policy agenda across the continent. And I realized that even Kenya even signed a document with the US some time ago. I've forgotten the date, but they signed a document with the US, and then they are trying to move on it so that things will move in that direction. So we're looking at e-commerce in trade agreements. There are several ways that e-commerce really assists trade development in our continent. That is, if we come to the point of trying to make sure that it will fully work, and then government will give all their full support in it, so that whatever the AFTA is trying to achieve will be fully realized. Now, at the continental level, the e-commerce agenda is captured in the African Union Convention on Cybersecurity and Personal Data Protection. And African Union Digital Information Strategies, this is a document, I mean, which has been produced. And it also sets the standard for electronic contract and personal data protection, and also electronic advertising binding. It also requires ratification by 15 countries, which I think we've not been able to achieve that yet, so that we can do that by banding, and then actionable, it becomes an actionable instrument. And then when we said we're going to look at after e-commerce protocol issues that we have to consider, you know, because before you look at opportunities, as you said in your preamble, you have to look at some of the challenges and the issues that we have to consider. By knowing those issues, I believe the AFTA can easily work around it, and then the other challenges can be able to bring together. So the treaty established that it comprises of an agreement of three protocols on goods, services, and the settlements of dispute. In essence, the protocol instrument which outlines the objectives, state the guiding principles, and stipulate modalities of trade liberalization in thematic areas, right? So when you look at the documents here, from the African state, similarly, the protocol on trade services also states the objectives of liberalization, which includes fostering and domestic and foreign investment, progressive liberation of trade and services across, So these are some of the issues, right? So at this stage, it becomes substantive guidance for negotiation after e-commerce protocol have not been determined yet. Because of some of these challenges, they've not been able to determine the full protocol document yet. There's a direction from the African Union heads of states and the governments in that phase is ill of the African trade negotiation. We'll focus on the protocol for the agreement of e-commerce to ensure that Africa is able to negotiate and implement comments such as data and product being traded under the e-commerce, and to promote the emergence of African-owned e-commerce platform at national level, regional and continental level as part of their preparation. So these are some of the things they are looking at, right? They are trying to work in, with the government so that like national government, that the state parties, let's say for instance, Kenya always comes now because you are from Kenya. Kenya always comes from, so like after Secretary Rice is working with the Kenyan authorities to make sure that the platform for the e-commerce is well set. Then when it comes to the East African bloc, after he's working with the East African bloc to make sure that the platform for e-commerce is also well set, and then we go to the continental as well. So these are some of the challenges and some of the issues that they are trying to overcome. And then by doing that, the protocol documents will be established, and then the benefits is like in the millions. So because as I said, I always tell people that we have to look at what the European Union is doing and what the Asians have done and what the Americans have done. Then we just have to copy it and bring it to Africa. What is not going to work with our system, we leave it. What is going to work with our system, we implement it. And I believe some countries in Africa, like Uganda, Ghana, Kenya, South Africa, is doing exactly like that. And on national level, they are doing very well, although they cannot be, we can't compare them to the European countries, but at least they are getting closer to what the Europeans are doing. And then, the platform for the e-commerce in such areas are moving smoothly. So, So looking at some of the opportunities of e-commerce one is going to be that, as you said, we don't need regional borders, right? But the opportunity is that is if we are able to push the rules and the regulation properly in a way that, it's not going to tie another country down in the absence of another, meaning that the other country is not going to benefit. That is looking at the tariffs, right? Looking at the tariffs, even the tariffs and all those things. If you are able to eliminate those things, goods and services can flow, let's say from Ghana to Kenya or from Kenya to South Africa without any hindrance.
Yes.
That if the countries, the national government are able to agree on it and then put away all these tariffs aside, it will make the thing easier. And like entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs coming up, that easily set up startups. Startups. Okay, let me just give an example, right? Okay, let's say for instance, a young entrepreneur is coming up, and then he has set up a business in an internet business, right? Let's say for instance, you've set a business to do appliance repairs.
Yes.
For example, right? This thing doesn't cost you much. What all that you need to do is to get a technicians. Let's say for instance, you're the owner of the business. You don't need to be a technician. You don't even need to know how to repair fridges and know how to repair all those things, right? You set up your systems very well. You create a website, you optimize it and set it up, and then you get a technicians. So all that you do is optimize it. And then if there's a client looking for someone to do, his microwave repairs, his fridge repairs, so far as you've optimized your site very well, they can easily Google and find you. If you are first, second, third of Google optimization and you come up, they easily call you. And what they do is you just optimize, receive the calls, and immediately you release the call to the technician. And the technician goes, he does the job probably, and then you take your call out fee. By doing that, you don't need much funds to do that kind of a job. So that is So even a person in Kenya can still be there and he can be optimizing jobs and he can be giving people jobs and he can be getting clients in any part of Africa. That is one sure system. So the whole thing is we have to make that is the after secretaries or the after they have to make things liberal so that all the infrastructure, that is where the enabling issues comes in. Regional and national governments will be able to put the infrastructure together so that it will give credence to what local entrepreneur is looking to create, right? So,
okay.
Yes, you want to have a question?
Hello.
I'm here with you.
Yes, I can hear you.
So I thought maybe you're coming up with a question, please.
Pardon?
I thought maybe were you coming up with a question?
No. I just wanted to kind of summarize what you have mentioned. I love your discussion. It's very rich in knowledge, and I'm sure that so many of our listeners are going to understand that. First of all, I think for me it's been kind of a learning opportunity to know that yes, the opportunities of e-commerce are huge, but they cannot be realized until the protocol has been put in place. And then one other thing that you have mentioned is that countries, you know, there are countries that are well developed in terms of the e-commerce, not actually very well developed, but at least are trying to do something in terms of the e-commerce space and the internet space, the information technology space. But there are also other countries that probably have also ratified the protocol, I mean the agreement, but they are not yet there. So it would mean that other African countries kind of also try to get to that place where we are able to move as a continent together. I think you've also mentioned that dealing with e-commerce has a lot of things. Under the after, it has a lot of opportunities, but it also has, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. There's a lot of, you know, things about consumer protection, you've mentioned that, things about the protection of information, because in such an internet age, you know, personal information is really important to kind of protect. You've also talked about the fact that e-commerce is easy and flexible, and you've mentioned that, you know, an example of a company where you can literally move with your own company in your bag. Like what I'm doing right now for Vijana Tupo, we are a virtual office. And so we literally, I move with my office anywhere I go. So, and those are some of the great opportunities that the e-commerce space has. But one key thing that you've talked about that I really, really have enjoyed, I've really learned from, is that state parties have to put structures in terms of the internet structures in place so that the young people that are trying to do e-commerce, even women these days, you know, older women who take a huge percentage in the business world, if they want to venture into e-commerce, they can be able to also take advantage of this. So we're running out of time, Jacob. If you could kindly please just summarize so that even as we finish, I see we have 4 minutes left, but it's wow. Okay. We have 4 minutes left. So if you could just please continue as we kind of summarize this conversation.
All right, okay. Before I come with this, mind summarize, mm-hmm. I also want to bring up this issue, right? You know, I also believe that if, you know, there are like companies out there, right? Just for instance, I mean, our national governments, right, can contact Silicon Valley, like American, they can contact Silicon Valley. These guys are there, they are willing to bring their resources to Africa, right, to come and help us develop. So like, governments mustn't just think of themselves alone. They must just think of the citizenry, right? I mean, the people, and like Agenda 63, 2063, I mean, the guys are our leaders at the AU now. I mean, by the time we get to 2063, unfortunately, God forbid, most of them are not going to be there. So it's going to be some of us and maybe some of our kids. So I believe that the national government can go to Silicon Valley, talk to them. They are willing to come and establish. Your Google, your Facebook are willing to come to Africa. And so my advice to our national government is they can approach them directly and then just create a level playing field, and they must take all the obstacles and take all the bureaucracies for them. Like if you take clear all these things, these guys can come, they can come, they can literally come to Africa and then come and help us establish all these structures. They can do it, yes. We didn't take them much. So that is what, that is the plea I'm putting up forward to our national governments to do that. So if they do that, by doing that, I mean, it will open up the space for the youth and the upcoming graduates. So look at it, the thing is, right, national governments are not able to create the jobs they always claim they can. The thing is, one example is, right, we are running out of time. One example is, just look at how many graduates come up from school, like yearly, from your polytechnics, from the universities, and all those things. And ask yourself, how many number of employments is government able to produce? None. You see?
None, so, yes.
So when it gets to the e-commerce space, that is where, and we don't need any barrier. You see, that is where you don't have any barrier in the internet space, and that is where you can just do your things as you want. So all that I'm trying to say is that, right, number one, governments will just make sure and then they climb the barriers, and also countries that have not rectified their protocol should be able to do that by assisting the after secretariat to that. All things that the market access, rules and regulations, that is enabling issues, and all these things can be done so that, like, I mean, that you be able to realize their goals in the internet space. The space, I mean, it's too huge. The opportunities there are too huge. So my prayers and my advice is, I mean, up and coming youth, like our guys, entrepreneurs, startups, that they must all make sure that, I mean, they are not going to wait for someone to employ them. They must just try to come up with something. Some of us are willing to assist, to advise where we can, so that they're able to establish, and then by doing that, I mean, they are going to make their family sustainable, and their families will be able to help others. That is what I'm going to put across, yeah.
Amazing, wonderful. Thank you, Jacob. You know, this is one of those conversations that I have just sat and listened to be taught. And most of the conversations we have, I'm always interjecting or just bringing, asking a question. But this has been such a rich conversation because I've really, really loved and I've gotten to learn more about this in terms of the AFTA and in terms of the agreement and the AU, you know, and everything that's taking place. So thank you so much for that, Jacob. I love that you've insisted that African countries should seek advice from those that have gone ahead of us. For example, Europe, you know, the EU, they've done it before, right? They should seek help even from things like that, from places like the Silicon Valley, and they are able to come and kind of just give a direction, a little bit of direction on how to move forward. So thank you so much, Jacob. I know we are running out of time, but this has been such a great conversation. I believe that many of our young people have learned so much. And to all our listeners, please do listen to our podcast on Spotify, listen to our podcast actually on all podcast listening platforms. You can find our podcast. Continue, share with us what you're learning from this sustainable trade theme. We've talked about so many things in the theme sustainable trade, and we are continuing to talk about sustainable trade and to empower young people to do sustainable trade. So thank you so much.